So this weekend, many folks will be poring over retail circulars, online ads, and promotions, doing their research to get ahead on the best deals for Black Friday gifts. I'm Jefferson Graham. This is Talking Tech. I'd like to ask you to take a moment, and before you brave the big lines or click the buy button on a great deal, what about taking a minute and considering the downside of the digital age, your privacy? Are you ready to install a Facebook microphone and video camera in your home with a new, improved, and less expensive portal video chat device? Do you want to give Amazon even more access to your data by putting an Echo speaker in the kitchen? You've heard about how cool a wearable smartwatch or fitness tracker is, but really, how do you feel about giving Google access to your sleep, dieting, and fitness habits? Well, the folks at the Mozilla Foundation, which makes the Firefox browser, have consumers in mind with a new chart outlining the worst privacy offenders this holiday season. The list is topped by the Ring video doorbell and ancillary products, the Roku streaming players, and Wemo's smart home accessory, a Wi-Fi connected light dimmer. There's also the Kindle, the Instant Pot, and a smart cat litter. Here are the issues. Ring shares its videos with law enforcement. Unlimited. They can have it forever. That's a no-no as far as Mozilla is concerned. The problem with the Roku streaming players is that Roku monitors what you watch, when you watch it, how long you watch, and shares that information with third parties. How do you feel about that? Mozilla would like the Wemo smart home accessory to have better security controls in case of a security breach. The issue with the Amazon Kindle is pretty simple. There's no lock screen, so there's no password. Anybody can get in there. Now, what about the smart cat litter, which is actually called the Smart Scoop Intelligent Litter Box? The idea is to send you a notification every time the cat steps in and does its thing, but the connected scooper didn't pass the grade for privacy policy and lack of password protection and of a system to deal with security vulnerabilities. I'd love to see my cat type in the password before jumping in the kitty litter. Finally, shoppers, the fact is we live in a digital world and our data is out there, but perhaps please take a minute to read the fine print before adding these products to your cart. Perhaps if enough of us scream loudly enough that we don't want to be tracked, monitored and such, and in return refuse to buy these products, the companies just might get the message. What do you think, folks? Look for me on Twitter. I'm at Jefferson Graham. I'd love to hear from you. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. We'll be right back.